More now on New Zealand spy agencies saying they know of troubling foreign donations across the political spectrum. The agencies have told MPs they support greater transparency around political donations, but warn a ban on foreign money would be no silver bullet. This follows revelations that in 2016 the National Party received a donation of $150,000 from a company owned by a Chinese billionaire. National Party leader Simon Bridges is on the line. Morena.
Kia ora.
Can you explain why New Zealand's democracy has benefited from taking foreign donations at all from any foreigners, full stop?
Well, look, I'm open to change. We've got a select committee process that's working through this, and if it sees that there are changes to ensure there's less foreign donations, that's certainly right. I think there is a distinction to be drawn, though, between someone who may be not a New Zealand resident or a citizen who is in New Zealand, who has a connection here, and the issue of foreign powers and influence. And it's the latter, of course, that we really do want to get to. And as I say, we're open to changes.
Sure. But just to come back to my question, what is the benefit to New Zealand from any foreigner donating to our political process?
Well, there may not be a benefit. I mean, it may be that we want to have changes.
So why did the National Party accept that donation?
Well, it was a New Zealand company. There were no conflicts. We disclosed it fully. It seems to me it's pretty straightforward. Now, this is a slightly different issue than the one you just raised, because, you know, if there are changes here that the Select Committee recommends, let's look at them with an open mind. I would say, though, it's no, as the security agencies have said, silver bullet.
And sure, no, and I'll get to that. But if a New Zealand company, sure, but you knew that this was a foreign donation.
Well, it's a New Zealand company. And the reality is, if you've got a situation where you, what are we going to do? Say there's only a percentage of international directors allowed, or a percentage of shareholders. I'm simply was trying to make the point earlier, and you know, to continue it on now, that this is no free lunch. There is no silver bullet here. But as I say, the Select Committee is working through it. Let's keep an open mind about where.
Right. So in future, would you take a similar donation, or would you be open to? You're saying you will support a change that would prevent this type of donation. And the issue here is that it was a very big donation.
Well, I don't see any issue whatsoever with the donation of $150,000 that's been in the media. It was straightforward. It was disclosed a couple of years ago. It was a New Zealand company, and there were no conflicts. As I say, though, as a select committee works through this, if they think there are changes that require, let's keep an open mind. But I did make the point to you, and I make it again, that let's not pretend this is a free lunch. That it will be, I think, a somewhat complex issue, given, you know, what are we going to say? International directors no longer allowed. Shareholders offshore no longer allowed. And I'll make this other point to you, Corin, is simply this. I believe we want individuals and companies to donate, to see this as something that they should be doing in New Zealand. I don't want the scenario that I think Labour and Greens are driving pretty hard at, and that is state funding of political parties.
Do you have any concern? You say this is not a news story and that it was all transparent, etc., but we didn't know that the Trade Minister at the time was involved in this donation.
You say that like there's something sinister.
I'm not saying it is something sinister at all, but that is the facts that Matt Nippert from the New Zealand Herald has established, and that Todd McClay has himself said he was in the room when there was a phone call. So I'm just asking, we didn't know that.
Sure.
Is there an issue there? Do you have any issue with that?
No, I don't. There's no conflicts. There's nothing there at all to be concerned about. A situation where Todd McClay met with this gentleman as a minister with officials there, and then some year later he met with him again.
Okay. I wonder if I can move on to your economic plan. Are you signalling that National will relax the debt target?
No. I think there's been some reporting and stuff yesterday and this morning that tends to indicate some big change. I don't think that's true at all. Now, we're not going to get hung up today on whether it's 18% of GDP, whether it's 20%. We will be...
No. We are going to get hung up on this because I need to know...
Well, it's in the discussion document that we're going to set that in election year and we're not going to set it. But let me...
No, it's very important because Stephen Joyce set the target lower than 20%. Down, he committed to reducing net debt to between 10 and 15% of GDP by 2025. Yep. Now, Paul Goldsmith is saying he's happy with 20. And this is significant because you've got a lot of promises in your economic plan around tax cuts, around removing petrol taxes, and you need to pay for them. So have you changed your debt target?
The National Party disagrees strongly with the government's position of a further $17 billion on the taxpayers' credit card, taking us out to 25% debt in 2023.
Sure, that's their policy. Have you changed your policy or not, Mr. Bridget?
Shane Jones and like, no, we haven't changed our policy. As I say, at the moment we're around 20. Pushing it out, I think, is absolutely wrong. Slipping it on the taxpayers' credit card.
I'm sorry, I've got to bring you back to the issue, Mr. Bridges. Are you still supporting the original position that Stephen Joyce put in place to have net debt between 10 and 15% or not?
The discussion document is really clear that what we are saying is we will set the debt target next year. We'll be clear with you on what that number is.
Yeah, well, Paul Goldsmith has said he's comfortable with, is reported as saying he is comfortable with 20%. Is that your view?
I don't think he's put a number on it. And I'll tell you why, I disagree with the view about more debt. Because, look, okay, we go to 25%. We got $17 billion more in borrowing. What do we do if there's an economic or a national shock? We had one in the Canterbury earthquakes in the GFC, or two rather. We had $28 billion more in borrowing. Now, if we have those sort of events in the next 3, 4, 5 years, it's not 25% debt that the government's dealing
with. Are you going to answer this question or not? Are you going to clarify for the New Zealand public or not whether you have changed your debt target? And again, I say this is important. Because you've made a number of promises in your economic document around cutting taxes, around removing the petrol tax, which might cost more money.
It is important. We haven't set a target. I can yet. We will in election year, but I can certainly tell you it's not going well above 20% to 25%.
Well, is it going down to 10 to 15% as was your previous policy?
But as I say, we'll set the target next year.
So there is potentially going to be a change.
Well, you know, you can read it how you like. I think the best I can say to you right now is I don't support it increasing. I don't think it's actually necessary to do a good job in health and education and infrastructure, providing you're careful with your spending and you're not wasting it on
changing. But this is ultimately the most critical issue potentially facing this country going into next year, because we've got a slowing economy. There may need to be more spending. Borrowing is going to be important. Why aren't you clear with us whether you've changed or not?
Well, I've been pretty clear, actually. I'm telling you right now, when we're around 20% right at the moment, I don't see that going up to 24, 25% or something. I think that is wrong. I think that's splurging on the taxpayer's credit card. It's not necessary if you don't have wasteful spending. You've got your priorities right. I've made quite clear my position that I think, actually, when you've got an economic or a natural shock, that 25% becomes higher, and that's my concern there. And I'd also make this point where you've got a situation in New Zealand, yep, we've got low public debt, we've got phenomenally high private debt, and I think that's also a strong argument.
Okay, fair enough. Major point.
In good shape.
Just finally, are you prepared to let any of your MPs cross the floor on a potential vote on the carbon zero bill? There has been some speculation from Richard Harman that Judith Collins may be open to crossing the floor if that bill is not to her liking.
No, I don't accept that MPs can or should cross the floor. It's a situation in the National Party where on conscience issues you get a free vote. You certainly don't where the party has decided the position. To be clear on our position on that bill, we haven't decided yet. We may well vote against it, which I think was the tenor of the Harman piece there. But we know our position quite clearly on methane targets and the economic impact, and we'll be pushing for changes so that we can support it.
So, sorry, have you hardened your position here? You might vote against this bill.
I don't think it's a hardening. I think actually if you go back, and I've said this before, but you go back over a year ago to a speech I gave at the Field Days, I've known exactly where National stands on these issues. That those positions haven't changed. We worry about the methane target. We worry about the wider economic impact. We will be pushing for changes in the Committee of the Whole House, as they call it. If we don't see changes, we may well vote against it. But of course, we would like to support it because the majority of the bill, the architecture, if you like, actually is much of our plan.
Has Judith Collins indicated she would vote against it to you?
Look, I'm not going to characterise what happens in caucus, what is said. There's a range of views in National. I can be candid with you about that. From those who say, you know what, we really should be supporting this, through to those who are much more reluctant, given the rural supporters they have in rural New Zealand and the clear worry from farmers about this bill. Look, I'm not pretending it's an easy issue for National or indeed for New Zealand, and we're grappling with those things right now. We do know our position, though, and we'll be seeking changes in the process through Parliament.
Simon Bridges, Opposition Leader, thank you very much for your time.